We're going to begin with a 3-minute introduction. We're going to kick it off with Dark Aardvark.
Yeah, I'd like to speak first and foremost directly to the population of SF-Zero who might be listening to me today, and I just want to say, I know you're concerned. I'm concerned too. I know there's problems, and I intend to fix them. I know you're worried. I would be worried too if I was in your situation, but it's going to be okay, and we're going to get through this together. I'd like to speak a little bit to the allegations of taking money from lobbyists, and what I want to say about that is, I put that money to good use. That is all.
We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period. Where do you stand on these important issues?
Certainly. I've confronted some of these issues in the past. I'm on the record as being anti-broccoli, but I would like to state that that does not mean that I'm anti-vegetable. As broccoli substitutes, I would like to propose fresh spinach, chard, carrots. They're all great, but broccoli, I will not cross that line, sir. On the topic of hills, I would like to say that I believe, rather, it's not even my beliefs. We know for a fact that hills are just a theory. Hills aren't something that the so-called experts have ever truly proved definitively. If you ask a scientist, science doesn't even have an explanation for why hills happen. Myself, I'm in favor of the teaching of intelligent topography. As for robots, my campaign itself was predicated on the coaching of a young robot named Autobot to sentience. And by the end of the campaign, he was able to successfully pass a Turing test against Tusser, a.k.a. Doc Harmon, which was moderated by Charlie Fish. So yes, I am strongly in favor of robots, what be they sentient or non-sentient, and I am in favor of the granting or upgrading of robots to sentient wherever possible.
If you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep. Dark Aardvark?
I wanted to respond to Pixie briefly, who mentioned that broccoli is delicious when covered in copious amounts of salad dressing. And while I will admit that this is true, it is precisely broccoli's tendency to soak up the salad dressing that makes it such a threat to our nation's salad reserves.
What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? Dark Aardvark, you've met some puppets in your day. Where do you stand?
First and foremost, I'd like to reassure my constituency that I never have and never will use sock puppets, but that doesn't mean that I'm opposed to them inherently. I believe that sock puppets can be a positive contribution to the narrative of SF-Zero, and certainly we've seen some really great tasking sock puppets, for example, like the gummy bears. As for voting, that's kind of a fine line. I think people need to use discretion. As for flagging, I don't think people should ever flag a task on more than one account. I think that's an area where people need to use the utmost discretion because it's a very sensitive issue, and I think whether or not a task should be flagged should be left up to the voice of the people of SF-Zero rather than one individual. And certainly in the past we've seen some abuse of sock puppets, like the group of alt sock puppets that went around flagging all high score completions of certain tasks. And so there's certainly an area where sock puppets can be abused, but I think just because they can be abused doesn't mean they should be disallowed. And I think certain sock puppets have made important contributions to the game.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Aardvark. Now we'll go through for a quick round of rebuttals. And Dark Aardvark.
As to the issue of voting, just remember that a vote means more happiness, and a flag usually doesn't. So the consequences of voting too many times are a little bit different than the consequence of flagging too many times. That's all.
Okay, a good point. Although, certainly flags deployed in the right place can bring happiness to people. I think we're all aware of the high score task. Question number 4. A character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? Senator Dark Aardvark.
I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree strongly with both of the senators that have spoken so far. As the government of SF-Zero, we need to take a hard stance and say firmly that we will not negotiate with terrorists, no matter what. Squibbs has kidnapped a good friend of mine, and I'd like nothing more than to have his drive back, but we can't do it by negotiating with terrorists, much less by giving them a position on our auspicious council himself. Now, I can't confirm or deny the fact that we have assassins at our disposal, but let's just say that if I were Squibbs, I would watch his back.
Let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Senator Aardvark, any comments?
I'll agree with Lincoln. I'm all for having fun storming the castle.
On to question 5. When you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? And we're going to turn that over, first of all, to Senator Aardvark.
Oh, boy. This is a difficult question. There are certainly things that I wouldn't do, and I think there are things that people logically, within the bounds of good taste, should not do during tasking. However, I think interacting with non-players in all sorts of manners is one of the greatest aspects of SF-Zero. And if it gets you some strange looks or cold shoulders or even, you know, getting yelled at by a security guard, all of which have happened to me in the course of my tasking, I don't think it's something to shy away from.
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals. Anyone who would like to respond to previous comments? Dark Aardvark?
No comment.
Next question. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF-Zero? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? Dark Aardvark, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I agree with Babe. I think sometimes some people can have a tendency to come on a little bit too harshly to new players when I think the way to get them, to encourage them to task more is to greet them warmly and talk to them about the way that we like to play the game, which might not be necessarily the way that they think the game should be played, but to be tolerant of the way that people come in. And if we want them to do things differently, to approach it in a nice fashion. In terms of getting more people to come to SF-Zero, getting people to stay with SF-Zero, I think one important thing that we need to think about is that when SF-Zero was first created, it was, you know, basically a group of people in San Francisco who all knew each other, and one of the biggest influxes of people back in the day was the old Minnesota Zero, who were another group of people who were all very closely related and knew each other. And the type of people who are coming to SF-Zero nowadays are people who probably don't have anyone who plays SF-Zero in their city or don't know anyone who plays SF-Zero but just stumble upon the site. And I don't have any good solutions for how to best keep them here and get them tasking, but I think it's something to be aware of that, you know, I think we could look towards making tasks that allow people to integrate tasking with their group of friends who may or may not be involved in SF-Zero already without making them join the game as well, and things like that.
Okay, sounds good. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut. Dark Aardvark?
I just want to, I'll toot my horn very briefly and mention that a long time ago I did a task called Instruction Manual where I made a very brief guide, not about necessarily how to play the game, but about the sorts of things that we like to see in completions that we give votes for, that, you know, generally it's things happening in the real world. We like to see photographs and stuff. And I'm sure it's old and out of date, and I'm sure there's better ways to say it, but I think something like that, not necessarily the pamphlet itself, could be added to the site itself when new players are registering, just to give them some kind of an idea of the types of things we like to look for when we give out votes.
Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for, Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? Senator Aardvark, what would you do with absolute power?
Absolute power. It's a tempting notion. I think Lincoln had a lot of really good ideas. I think the idea of starting out with one or two groups and then adding more as you level up is a really good idea, because I agree that restrictions do breed creativity. And I remember what it was like to force yourself to pick a group to align yourself with, and then when you wanted to collaborate or when you wanted to do a task in another group, to find someone to collaborate with who was a member of that group. And I don't think it would end up being all that restrictive, since as you continue to level up, you'd get new groups. So I think that's a feasible option. One thing I've mentioned before would be adding little sort of add-ons to tasks that you just get, you know, a couple points for things like, say, you know, completing a task in public while wearing a silly hat or using fire to complete a task. I don't think that's a game changer, but I think it'd be a fun one. One other thing that I'd like to see is to have tasks progress from a lower to higher level, from sort of concrete to abstract progression, where lower level tasks are more go do this thing. And I don't think that necessarily restricts creativity. In fact, I think some of the coolest completions we've seen are of tasks that are very specific. But I think tasks that, you know, the you'll know what to do or the very abstract tasks, can produce very cool results, but I think those should be higher level tasks.
Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senators, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF-Zero promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spagheer about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Hugs all around.
Senator Aardvark?
In response to the accusation that SF-Zero causes schizophrenia, we would like to vociferously deny that, and that is all we have to say.
So I think at this point we're going to move on to the final question. This is a free-form open, well, not really a question, but an invitation to vent anything that needs to be vented. So you're free to speak for about 2 minutes or so, but I probably won't cut you off unless you push it to quite an extreme. And there will be no additional rebuttals. Senator Dark Aardvark, any closing comments?
The one thing I wanted to say is that we've got a perpetually sort of running text chat going on Skype that anyone who plays SF-Zero should be a part of. Right now it's in a bit of a lull, but when it's going good, it's a really great place to hang out and talk to your fellows from SF-Zero. So if anyone wants to join that, my name on Skype is DarkAardvark1, or you can contact any number of various other people who are in the Skype chat, and we'd love to see you there. That's about it. Thank you for having the debate, having all of us, and God bless SF-Zero.
Thank you, Senator Aardvark.